My guest at this time is Larry Ward. He is the political director for the group Special Operations Speaks. Just as it sounds, it's a group of former Special Operations Service members who are now in a position to discuss what they believe both about political issues, military issues, and many other things. We want to get his reaction now to the Obama administration nomination of Sylvia Matthews Burwell to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services to replace Kathleen Sebelius. But it was her current position that has Special Operations Speaks concerned. She is currently the director of the Office of Management and Budget. How does that affect the Special Operations Speaks? Well, she was the one who ultimately made the decision to shut down open-air memorials, including the World War II memorial, during the partial government shutdown last year. And Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What do you make of, first of all, her actions last fall in the position of Director of Office of Management and Budget? A lot of folks, of course, your group included, were really scratching their heads as to why the government needed to shut these things down since it didn't really take any personnel to keep them open. So how much blame did you give her as this whole episode unfolded last fall?
Well, quite frankly, you know, the blame at the time went to the president, and rightfully so. I mean, they probably came from on high, but the fact of the matter is she was in charge of making the call. It might have been her idea. We do know that those barricades went up in minutes after the government shut down, so it was planned, and it was reprehensible and idiotic. Now, let's call it for what it is. There was no reason, there was nothing to be gained by shutting down open-air memorials. The government spent more money shutting them down and guarding them than they would have if they would have just left them open and let our veterans go to the memorials.
We know that they changed the policy for World War II veterans who were part of honor flights and so forth. They, in particular, were allowed to get in at least to the World War II memorial, but the general public was not. I'm not sure ultimately what the policy ended up being at the Vietnam Wall and at the Korean Memorial and so forth. But what's your assessment of how that all played out and how it affected our veterans?
At first, the World War II memorial was shut down and World War II veterans were turned away. So the only reason they reversed themselves is because there was a public outcry. The Vietnam Memorial was shut down. All of the parks, and there was absolutely no reason for it. The fact that there were flights coming in with World War II 90-year-old men who served our country and saved the world, the greatest generation, were coming in to see the World War II Memorial, probably for the last time that they could in their lives, and they were turned away for political spite. Is one of the most reprehensible acts any commander-in-chief or any bureau head like Sylvia Barricade Burwell has ever done in the history of this country.
Whether it was her idea or whether she was just following orders, what does that episode tell you about her?
It tells you that she either has a lot of malcontent, has a lot of evil inside her, or she's just an Obama bot. And either way, you know, we don't want that person representing the nation's health care. We need somebody who can stand on their own and make decisions that affect the entire country's health and well-being, not someone who is going to either have political payback for spite or for whatever reason that they put these barricades up, or, you know, just follow orders as the king on high declares.
And so will Special Operations Speaks be doing any sort of formal opposition to this nomination?
Absolutely. You know, we and you'll hear this first, we're planning, we don't have anything formal yet, but we're planning on hosting a human barricade in front of the Senate at the time of her confirmation hearings.
And we'll certainly keep track on that. Larry, where can more folks find out about Special Operations Speaks?
SpecialOperationsSpeaks.com. And these are the group, just quickly, if I might, these are the group of fellas who spend their entire lives in their entire careers going into places, making sure that no man is left behind. These guys serve in silence. They don't like to be political. They've gotten political with this administration because of the reprehensible behavior they have towards our military and our veterans. And if need be, we'll rip down barricades every single day and throw them at the White House the way we did at the Million Vet March.
Larry, we'll keep it there. Thanks so much for being with us.
And thank you very much.
Larry Ward is the political director for Special Operations Speaks. For more information, specialoperationsspeaks.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.